Okay, let's have some pie. So this little diagram is just a simple way of making some distinctions between different areas that we can work with to make changes. So this EB means external behavior. So this is action. This is doing actual behaviors, things that are observable. So the new behavior generator process is a process that's intended to create new behavior, that you would actually do something differently. And IS is internal state. Internal state. I'd have to look again if it's in there or not. Anybody know if the pie is in the handouts? We don't know, or it's not in there.
This is extra. This is awesome. This is Larry.
Yeah. Okay, a Larryism. It's in the land of NLP literature. I've seen it many times. IS is internal state, and so this is more feeling, and that's what we're going to move into here for the rest of our day is how do we work with our state? Now, state is more than a mood, and it's more than, say, an attitude. It's the whole system. It's your whole complex. Physical, mental, emotional, at any given time, you could take a snapshot of that complex as being a state. So we're going to work with how do we access powerful resource states. And then internal computation is IC, internal computation. And this is what you're doing with your consciousness, basically. It's your mental maps, your mental strategies. How are you thinking about what it is that you're doing? Whether it's creating a limitation or a problem, or whether it's creating a resource. So how are you doing that with your thinking, with your thoughts? So in simple terms, thought, feeling, action. Thought, feeling, and action. And we can work with any of those separately or in various combinations in our different NLP processes. But I think it's a useful way of sorting, what am I working with here? Am I helping people actually change what they do, their behavior? And I'm going to give you some additional distinctions later this afternoon about that. Am I helping them change their behavior? Am I helping them change a state? Am I helping them put a resourceful state in a particular context? Or am I helping them think about it differently? Having a different thought process. Like there's a whole class of NLP around beliefs and values and strategies, that kind of thing. And so how can I help somebody on that level that they shift their beliefs from a limiting belief to a more empowering belief? That's more internal computation. But again, we're systems, right? If I change the way I think, it's likely going to change the way I feel, and it's likely going to result in different behavior. If I change my behavior, the fake it till you make it type of thing, if I just start doing the behavior, eventually I start feeling differently and maybe thinking differently about myself. If I go into a different state, it's going to affect my thinking and my behavior. So we could enter the system through various pieces, the various parts. I can go through the body, somatic syntax, as Damon was expressing this morning. I could go through the body, through the physiology. I can go through the mind, the mental strategies. I could help them invite a state, the feeling, so that they're feeling differently. But once you're entered the system, you're working with the whole system. And that's part of why we do like the concepts of ecology and all of those different elements come into play. So you remember my puzzle piece metaphor? Okay? There's another puzzle piece, okay, to add to your collection of puzzle pieces that are coming together. Any questions about the pie? IS? I see internal computation.
Tony Robbins uses this in a triangle, and he says if you have an outcome, he ties it to the outcome. He says, and you're not going after it, you may have feelings that are conflicting, mm-hmm. So you have to have alignment. He's trying to get you laser focused on an outcome. So he's trying to align those things, mm-hmm. your feelings to get the behavior, right, and the thoughts, mm-hmm. and get the value. So he talks about thoughts, feelings.
Yeah. We're actually going to do a really powerful piece of work this afternoon called neurological level alignment. And that's, you know, if you had certain elements aligned toward what you want so that more of you is aligned and congruent with what you're after, you're like unstoppable. I mean, at least you're not interfering with yourself, at the very least, you know. But there's a power in that. It's like laser, you know, to use a laser as a metaphor. You know, this diffused light has a certain, you know, function. But if you take that same amount of light, that same amount of power, and you focus it like a laser, now you can cut metal with it. Because all of the light, the photons, are congruent with that. So we're, a lot of what we do in NLP is try to get people more aligned toward their goal. And whether it's aligning these three elements or aligning the neurological levels or doing a conflict integration. So we're helping people not interfere with their own activity. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it. So was this a tasty pie?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So what I'd like to do for a few minutes before we head off into lunch is talk about states and different ways of accessing or changing states.